Hello and welcome to Travels, produced by Robert Shepherd. Today we visit arguably the holiest and most spiritual river in the world, the Ganges. This great river flows from the Himalayas through to the Bay of Bengal in northern India and Bangladesh. Although only the 15th longest river in Asia, its basin is one of the largest in the world and also covers China and Nepal. The river is known as Ganga in India, named after the goddess of the same name in ancient texts and art. The Ganges is one of the most fertile of all agricultural regions in the world. Its rice and other crops feed hundreds of millions of people in India and in Bangladesh, where the river is known as the Padma. The river's 2,520 kilometers is home to 140 different species of fish and 90 different species of amphibians, many of which are near extinction. It is also home to the endangered freshwater dolphins and Ganges sharks. A visit to the Ganges must include Varanasi or Banaras, which is known as India's spiritual capital and the most visited pilgrim destination in all of India. The ghats, the stone steps that lead down to the Ganges River, are the center of activities in Varanasi. Each day, throngs of local Hindu devotees and pilgrims from afar descend to the ghats to wash themselves, as well as their clothes, in the sacred river. They believe that the purifying water of the river will absolve them of their sins. An early morning boat ride in Varanasi has become a ritual for travelers and is the best way to witness the spectacle of the age-old rituals in the river and on the ghats. Numerous funerals take place on a daily basis, and you can witness firsthand families cremating their loved ones before scattering the ashes in the river. The night ceremony also attracts pilgrims, locals, and tourists. As moving as these spectacles are, prepare yourself for some unpleasant surprises. The Ganges is prone to regular flooding, and so you might be unfortunate enough to witness dogs feeding off human remains and other carcasses. It will either be the body of a priest, whose body must enter the water intact, or a pauper whose family could not afford to give them a funeral. All of this contributes to the Ganges being among the world's most polluted rivers, struggling under the pressures of modern India. Environmental initiatives to clean up the river have failed time after time. One of the reasons is corruption. Charlatan do-gooders who raise funds from the locals to clean up the river are never seen again. Other obstacles include a dearth of expertise and lack of help from religious leaders who want to maintain thousands of years of tradition. Once a rich wilderness full of tigers, lions, and other big cats, the plains have evolved into the most densely populated place on Earth. The Ganges River Basin has the highest population of any river basin in the world and contains over 400 million people. Nourished by the great river's gift of life, it's easy to see how, despite the pollution and economic problems, this entire region has continued to thrive for millennia. Stay tuned to English Waves and join us again next time when we visit one of Europe's great rivers, the Danube.